Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And it's Oisin Coyne at the sports desk this morning. Good morning, Oisin.
Thanks, Mary. Good morning. Well, starting with rowing at the World Championships in Canada, Siobhan McCrohan got the defence of her lightweight singles gulls title underway in impressive style after twice being delayed due to adverse weather. The Galway woman was a comfortable winner of her heat in a time finished in 8 minutes 23.03 seconds, and she books her place in Friday's semi-final. In cricket, Sri Lanka's women's team won the third and final one-day international against Ireland in Belfast yesterday as the host were balled out for just 122. Sri Lanka reached their target with 8 wickets in hand and 161 deliveries to spare, but there was not a whole lot of disappointment about for Ireland, I should say, as they already wrapped up the series win following back-to-back victories over the weekend. In soccer, former Celtic boss Neil Lennon has left his position as manager of Romanian side Rapid Bucharest after only 6 matches in charge. The 53-year-old Armagh man departs having drawn 5 and lost 1 in the new Liga 1 season, a return that leaves the three-time champions 12th in the 16-team table. As we know, the Premier League season is well and truly back, but some awards have been handed out for the heroics of last year. Manchester City duo Phil Foden and Khadija Shaw have been named the Men's and Women's Player of the Year, respectively, for last season in the English Professional Footballers Association Awards that took place last night. While former City player and now Chelsea star Cole Palmer was chosen as the Men's PFA Young Player of the Year, with Manchester United midfielder Grace Clinton winning the Women's Prize after her performances on loan at Tottenham last season. Now, in terms the transfers, reports in the papers this morning that Wolves have made an offer to sign Arsenal and England goalkeeper Aaron Ramsdale on a season-long loan. It's understood the bid also includes an option to buy at the end of the campaign. Ramsdale fell out of favour last season as Arsenal manager Mikel Arteta promoted David Raya to number one, and he made just 11 appearances, only 2 of which came after the turn of the year. And despite his lack of game time, the 26-year-old, whose contract has 2 years to run, was still included in England's Euro 2024 squad. Elsewhere, Southampton have announced the signing of Portugal under 21 midfielder Mateus Fernandes from Sporting Lisbon. The 20-year-old, who spent last season on loan at Estoril, making 28 appearances in the Portugal top tier, has agreed a 5-year deal at St Mary's. Now to tennis, and world number one Jannik Sinner has been absolved of fault or negligence for anti-doping failures in March. Just weeks after winning his maiden Grand Slam title at the Australian Open in January, the Italian twice tested positive for a banned substance that can aid muscle growth. But the International Tennis Integrity Agency, or the ITIA, accepted Sinner's explanation that the substance had accidentally entered his system via a product one of his team had used to treat a small wound. And to cycling, Slovenian Primoz Roglic won yesterday's fourth stage of the Vuelta a España, taking the leader's red jersey from Wout van Aert in the process. Eddie Dunbar finished just over 3 minutes back and drops to 38 on general classification heading into today's stage 5, while Darren Rafferty enjoyed a tough stage, falling to 108th. Now to a big day of racing ahead, the Aidan O'Brien trained City of Troy is the favourite heading into today's feature at York, the Group 1 Judd Mont International Stakes. Looking ahead to the day's action, here's Mike Vince.
It doesn't get much better than this. The richest race ever run at York, the Judd Mont International, the biggest field ever for the race, and City of Troy, the Derby winner, the favourite. He's got no penalty kick, though, with the likes of Ambiente Friendly, who chased him home at Epsom, and also Durezza from Japan and Blue Stocking from the home team in the sponsors' colours lining up, while Los Angeles, third behind City of Troy at Epsom, is the favourite for the Great Voltigeur. It's going to be a terrific afternoon. Mike Vince, York.
And finally, there's one meeting at home this evening in Sligo with the first of a 7 race card off there at 8 minutes past 5.